to the Wilner Window, where we'll look at nutritional supplements, herbs, and homeopathy, what they are, what they do, and how to properly use them. The importance of diet and nutrition in preventing disease is supported by an ever-increasing body of scientific evidence. We know that serious disease can be prevented and even treated with nutritional supplements and herbs. Minimum daily requirements are no longer enough. We want a long life and a healthy life. Optimal nutrition and natural therapeutic agents may be the answer. Join Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer as they cut through marketing hype and bias, bringing you factual information on vitamins, herbs, and homeopathic remedies. Don and Arnie are pharmacists and the owners of Wilner Chemists, one of the oldest and largest nutritionally oriented pharmacies in the country. They are also the authors of a highly acclaimed book, The Best Supplements for Your Health. Joining Don and Arnie are co-hosts Dr. Richard Podell, a medical doctor, and Sam Forbes, a certified nutritional consultant. Sit back and open the window, the Wilner Window, and join Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, while they explore the world of vitamins, herbs, and homeopathy.
And good afternoon, everyone. This is Arnie Gitomer, and welcome to the Wilner Window. Joining me today is our nutritional co-host, Sam Forbes.
Good afternoon, Arnie and everyone.
Sam manages our downtown store, and he's also a certified clinical nutritionist. All right, we wanted to start talking today. You know, the end of summer is here, and what happens with the end of summer other than the fall season and the changing of the leaves, we begin thinking about colds and flu.
Well, that's right, Arnie, and anybody who watches the news on TV or reads the paper can't help but be a little concerned with all the news about the novel H1N1 virus, which was originally called the swine flu. There are public service bulletins about how to avoid catching it. There are debates over the vaccine and who should get it. And plans are already being made to close schools, quarantine those who show signs of becoming ill, and etc. The symptoms of H1N1 are not different from general influenza, and they include fever, body aches, runny or stuffy nose, sore throat, nausea, or vomiting or diarrhea.
Well, besides washing your hands frequently, covering your nose and mouth when you sneeze, throwing away used tissues, and avoiding other people, is there anything else you can do from a preventive medicine standpoint? Well, we think so. Obviously, we're not going to tell you that a particular herbal or nutritional supplement is going to specifically prevent or cure the novel H1N1 virus.
Well, of course not. What we are going to tell you, however, is that this virus is like other viruses, and common logic dictates, well, that the stronger your immune system is, the better your chances of resisting the infection. So, in addition to washing your hands more frequently, perhaps we should be doing other things to optimize general immune function. For instance, getting enough rest, exercise, avoid stress, eat healthy, and so on.
Okay, and we believe take supplements that enhance your immune system. Here is some that we recommend. First, of course, is to take your balanced multivitamin, multi-mineral supplement, and extra antioxidants. Wilvite and Phytotech antioxidant complex would do quite well. Next, you could take a general immune-enhancing herbal blend. The Phytotech Immune Complex would be a good example of this type of product. It's a blend of immune system stimulating and adaptogenic herbs. It's designed to be used long term before symptoms are present, and it will decrease your risk of becoming ill. Phytotech Immune Complex contains astragalus and echinacea, which directly stimulate immune function, while red root enhances lymphatic function. Suma, eleuthero, and licorice are adaptogenic herbs that enhance immune function through the strengthened stress response.
Some of the components of immune complex, as Arnie just mentioned, are called adaptogenic herbs. Now, these herbs that enhance the body's inherent ability to handle stress, as well as stimulate immune function and support adrenal function. Eleuthero, which is in the Phytotech Immune Complex, is probably one of the best-known adaptogenic herbs. but there are others. And the Phytotech Adaptogen Complex contains these others. Adaptogen Complex is another supplement designed for long-term use and would be a good way to increase your general resistance to illness.
By the way, when we finish this discussion about the flu and immune-enhancing supplements, you're welcome to begin calling in. Our phone number in the studio is 1-800-321-0710. 1-800-321-0710. Okay. Well, what about supplements that have shown specific value for preventing or ameliorating viral infections? Well, there are some. When it comes to the flu, you have elderberry, for example. You also have AHCC and oregano oil. I personally would keep a bottle of the Phytotech elderberry extract and oregano oil 70, either the liquid or the liquid veggie caps, and some AHCC capsules in the medicine cabinet for use at the first sign that you might be coming down with the flu. AHCC is available from many of our advertisers, including Jarrow Formulas, Blue Bonnet, Source Naturals, Now Foods, and Quality of Life. Quality of Life calls their product Kinoko. Okay, but they also have AHCC in another product by American Bioscience. It's called Empower.
That's right. Empower has the AHCC product in it, right.
Okay, but, we would start taking the immune complex or the adaptogen complex now, and you can continue to do so during the entire flu season. Okay, but there are also, other than the products we mentioned, Sam, there are also a bunch of other products and things that I think would be quite helpful.
Right.
I'll start off. I think probiotics are great. You know, the beneficial bacteria, the Acidophilus and the Bifidus, they work by creating compounds within the intestine that also help with the immune response. And the intestine is probably our largest organ of immunity. You don't
exactly
realize that. You just think about digesting food and things like that.
Right. Studies show that probiotics, in fact, do prevent people from getting infections from things like flu and bacterial infections. So often we would associate probiotics with intestinal health, but as Arnie just said, so much of the immune system is involved in gut health that it would be prudent to include this in a general long-term immune fortification system that you would use in your daily supplementation. So a good probiotic daily to help actually prevent flu. So
they had a study published in the journal Pediatrics, and they found that a daily dietary probiotic supplement has been found to reduce the incidence of cold and flu-like symptoms in children by 50%. 50%, that's not hay.
Right.
You know? And as I said,
it's something for the whole family.
Yeah, and they included, it wasn't a big, big study, but it wasn't a small study. 326 children between the ages of 3 and 5 years old.
Right.
You know, I think that's...
And there's many children's probiotics available. We have many of them at Wilner Chemist, so...
And some are in powder form,
right.
Some are in... I think we even have some chewable products.
Right.
You know? So lots of good.
I'll name another one. Umka, I think, shouldn't be in everyone's medicine cabinet. There are studies on umka in preventing both bacterial and viral infections. So I would definitely think that keeping something like umka along with the
umka is probably something. It's a good point, Sam. The things that we mentioned earlier, the immune complex, the adaptogenic complex, these are good things to take to sort of keep your body in a
right.
an immune system in a good state. Umka is something that you would take once you
onset.
Felt yourself coming down with something,
right.
You know. So that's mm-hmm. that's the difference as far as the umka goes. There are also other products, and everybody has their favorite. I know Country Life has a mushroom complex called Daily Immune, which is a nice mm-hmm. formula which you can also use sort of almost as a shotgun type approach, you know, where you
right.
you feel yourself coming down, you start taking a few of those mm-hmm. every few hours. Then you have the Maitake mushroom products. You know, you also have the product from New Chapter, Host Defense,
right.
which is a nice mushroom formula as well. Okay. All righty. We will begin taking your call shortly, but first we're going to pause for this short break. Our phone number in the studio once again, 1-800-321-0710. This is Arnie Gitomer.
This is Sam Forbes.
We'll be back after these messages.
New Zealand blackcurrant is king of the superfruits due to its high concentrations of unique polyphenols. New Zealand blackcurrants promote healthy eye function. How? By renewing the rhodopsin pigment in your eyes, which helps you see in dim light. Renewed rhodopsin also alleviates eye fatigue and floaters caused by computer screens and similar technologies. New Zealand blackcurrants contain an extraordinarily high level of special anthocyanins. These flavonoids are powerful antioxidants. Blackcurrants from New Zealand mean the highest purity and potency due to its clean environment and strong southern latitude sun. It's never too early to look out for the eyes that look out for you. Ask for Jaru Formula's black currant extract in capsules, Jaru's Vision Optimizer formula, or Jaru's famous 4-to-1 juice extract. Jaru Formula's, your source of high-potency New Zealand black currant super formulas.
This is Arnie Gitomer, and I want to remind you that if you're looking for the best selection of nutritional supplements and professional guidance on what to take and how to take them, you should stop by Wilner Chemists. Selection and professional guidance is not all. You'll find great discount prices at Wilner Chemists as well. In addition to our everyday 20% discounts, we're always running special sales. Currently, we have the full lines of Source Naturals and Planetary Herbals on sale at 35% off list. And at 30% off list, the full lines of Rainbow Light, American Health, Natrol, Health Plus, Camocare, Sambucol, and there's also a few more. Check out the full listing on our website, www.wilner.com.
And do you have our current product reference catalog? Well, you can pick one up at any Wilner Chemist store. It's free. And if you're not on the Wilner Chemist mailing list, well, you ought to be. Just call 1-800-633-1106 and choose option number 3, and we'll mail one to you. That number again is 1-800-633-1106. Or you can request a copy by visiting our website, as Arnie just said, at www.wilner.com. You can subscribe online. But even better, you can visit us at either of our two stores in Manhattan, or you can visit us in Atlanta. In Manhattan, our Midtown store is at 100 Park Avenue. That's 41st Street and Park. It's just a block south of Grand Central Terminal. And the downtown store is at 253 Broadway, which is near the corner of Murray Street, and that's right across from City Hall. In Atlanta, we're conveniently located in the heart of Buckhead at 2900 Peachtree Road. Wilner Chemists, the nutritional supplement professionals. We'll start taking your calls in just a moment.
If you are looking for a high-quality, high-potency vegetarian digestive enzyme supplement, have I got a deal for you. Doctor's Best Digestive Enzyme Supplement is now on sale at half price. This vegetarian formula is a uniquely formulated, full-spectrum, high-potency digestive enzyme blend created to complement and support the body's own digestive capacities. Each capsule provides the body with enzymes designed to optimally aid the digestion of fats, proteins, and carbohydrates present in both cooked and raw food. The formula also supplies additional enzymes that break down vegetables, beans, grains, and the digestion of sugars. In addition, this complete pH-stable broad-spectrum formula contains friendly bacteria to uniquely complement the action of the digestive enzymes. Whatever your problem, if improved digestion can help, this is the product for you. And the good news is it's on sale. Doctor's Best, Best Digestive Enzymes, Vegetarian, 90 Veggie Cap size, is now on sale at Wilner Chemist at one-half price. That's only $19.99 a bottle. Doctor's Best Digestive Enzymes. You'll feel better for it.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back, Arnie Gitomer, along with Sam Forbes. And you're listening to the Wilner Window here on WOR HD in New York, and WGKA down in Atlanta, Georgia. And our 800 number, 1-800-321-0710, works down from Atlanta, Georgia as well. Okay, give us a call. And Jerry from Atlanta, he listened and he decided to call in. Welcome to the Wilner Window, Jerry.
Thank you. How are you?
Good.
My first question was on L-arginine. I have a left main disease with a 50% or 60% blockage. I'm taking I'm on a beta blocker. I'm on a blood pressure med, and also aspirin, and also Zocor. But I'm also taking a lot of nutraceuticals: hawthorn berry, red sage root, blue vervain, D-verbose. I'm on. And the question was: with L-arginine, could that be contraindicated with all these other things I'm taking, as well as citrulline?
Well, citrulline and arginine. Help, both of them can help reduce high cholesterol. Actually, not so much high cholesterol. They can reduce some of the atherosclerosis, which is really the problem of the high cholesterol. So that's the reason, hopefully, you're taking the arginine and the citrulline.
Taking it because there was concern. I went on the internet and one of them said shouldn't be taken if you've had a recent heart attack, acute, which I haven't had.
Mm-hmm.
I just wondered if it would interfere with any of the other, with the beta blocker, the anaprenil, or what kind of problems it could possibly cause. Or could it?
It's really tough to say.
Yeah.
The arginine and citrulline will both increase nitric oxide, which will act as a vasodilator. You know, so that's one thing. The the medications could also do a little bit of that as well. So,
as far as raising or lowering my blood pressure?
No, lowering.
Lowering.
So could lower it more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a possibility.
Okay.
So you need to be concerned about that. I would probably, with the medications you're taking, I would find yourself somebody down in Atlanta who knows, you know, someone like Dr. Podell up here who knows about alternative medicine and conventional medicine, and they'd be in a good place to guide you with some of these things that you're trying to do.
Okay. Pharmacist, would a pharmacist know, too?
They would know as far as some of the interactions between the drugs. But if you're looking to, you know, but you're doing so many other things.
Right.
You know, so my suggestion would be that, you know, you and you do have some medical problems, that you have somebody sort of guide you.
Okay, appreciate that. And also, one quick question on the pomegranate. I understand that, I know grapefruit, when you're taking a statin, the grapefruit is not supposed to be taking, and I understand this pomegranate, I was told, might fall in that same family.
I don't believe so.
You don't believe it would?
No, yeah. I don't think that's correct at this point.
It's a bioflavonoid called naringenin, and which grapefruit has a high amount of it. Now, naringenin may occur in other fruits, but grapefruit has the highest component of this substance, which sort of inhibits detoxification. So it throws off the drug. Potency of the power of the drug. So if there's a trace amount of naringenin in other fruits or vegetables, it's probably not as much of a problem as a grapefruit.
Okay, well,
I'd have to take a second look into it, but I really don't believe it does.
Okay, and the other quick question was on the brain. My wife was listening to an infomercial on a brain nutrient, and they described some product which had hyperzina, acetyl L-carnitine, which I'm familiar with.
Huperzine.
Huperzine.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's what it was. And also a derivative from periwinkle flower. So I don't know. You know, you can't believe all these infomercials all the time.
Well, also vinpocetine.
What's that?
That's what the
vinpocetine.
Right.
What is vinpocetine?
That's the extract from periwinkle.
These are actually valid.
Yeah,
they are valid.
Yeah, they're well researched. They have some validity to them. I don't know if they're going to help with things as a full blown case of Alzheimer's or something like that.
Does Roman's have a problem similar to with Alzheimer's?
Yes,
sure.
Absolutely.
What's it called?
Right off the bat, Solaray makes something called Smart Pills or Smart Nutrients, but there's a whole bunch of categories.
There's a bunch of combinations from many of the people we, you know, we sell, you know, Jarrow has a combination. Mm-hmm. Blue Bonnet has a product called Power Thought, which is good. So if you stop into the Atlanta store, you know, you'll be able to look at the labels and get some good advice from the folks down there.
Okay.
All right, Jerry.
Would that be contraindicated for me?
I don't think so.
Okay. All right. I appreciate your help, fellas.
All right, Jerry. Thanks for calling. And next we have Elaine from Wayne, New Jersey.
Hello. I'd like to know if maltodextrin, does that promote tooth decay?
Well, it's a starch, isn't it, Arnie?
Yeah. Maltodextrin is a starchy substance. And it's not that it promotes... Why are you concerned about it?
Because some of the mints have maltodextrin.
Some of the what?
Some of the mints.
Yeah, well, they have.
And I know that's a sugar.
Yeah, what else do the mints have in there? I think some of the other things might be, you know, worse than the maltodextrin.
But it is a sugar, maltodextrin.
No, it's a starch.
A starch turns to sugar, though.
Yeah, it does. But once again, if you're really concerned about... If you're really concerned about tooth decay, you know, mints aren't the type of thing you want to use.
Okay.
You know, it's... And how much... It's a question of how long you keep the mint in your mouth. If you have something sweet in your mouth all day long, yeah, it could be a problem. If you're going to be putting a mint in your mouth for 2 minutes after a meal, it's not a big deal.
Yeah, and wash it out with some water if you want to rinse your mouth out with a little bit of water.
That's not a bad idea. You know, either brush your teeth afterwards or rinse your mouth with a good natural mouthwash.
This mint is supposed to have friendly bacteria. It's by life extension. Has a friendly bacteria.
Oh, that's fine. I wouldn't worry.
Well, that's
about
why it's a malt. Now you're now we understand. Maltodextrin is sort of a good base for any friendly bacteria, the probiotic. So that's why it's in there. It's really there for sustaining the probiotic.
Yeah.
So that's what's the purpose of it. It's like Arnie says. You don't want to be putting a mint or a hard candy in your mouth if you have a situation of tooth decay. You don't want to hold something in your mouth. If you want to take sugar, then swallow it. Let it avoid.
It's a lozenge, but it has maltodextrin.
Right. No, don't worry about the maltodextrin. If it's a probiotic lozenge, it's the maltodextrin is there as food for the bacteria.
In other words, the friendly bacteria needs...
They need to eat like you and me.
I thought they need a prebiotic, not a...
Maltodextrin is a prebiotic.
Maltodextrin is a prebiotic?
Sure.
Oh, I
know. Most starchy substances are prebiotic.
Okay. All right, thank you.
You're welcome.
I mean, some are better than others, like FOS and inulin, but if those are not present, the starch will...
You know, the concern.
They gotta eat.
The concern Elaine had about maltodextrin. You know, it was just sort of a drop misplaced because if it was a sugar candy, then you have much more reason to be concerned. But if it's something like maltodextrin, it's not
more
not
candy
that
should
way.
Use maltodextrin rather than a pure disaccharide.
Yeah, it's a question of probably a question of sweetness, just because people like to have that sweet taste.
Yep.
So that's
something.
Anyway. Oh well. Anyway, we need to pause for a short break, including a check on traffic. Our phone number in the studio, 1-800-321-0710. Give us a call. We'll be back right after these messages.
Have you gone into a health food store and come away disappointed? You can't find someone to answer your questions. All you see on the shelves is their house brand. The products you really want are never the ones on sale. Well, I have. And that's why I'm now a steady customer at Wilner Chemists. They have a fantastic selection of products, and almost everything is discount priced, with great sale discounts as well. And best of all, there's a big staff of nutritionally trained pharmacists and nutritionists who are there to answer your supplement questions. I'm never disappointed at Wilner Chemists. Big professional stores, great discount prices, a wide selection of products, and helpful, knowledgeable staff. No wonder they call Wilner Chemists the nutritional supplement professionals. There are two Wilner Chemist stores in Manhattan, 100 Park Avenue on the corner of 41st and Park, just a block south of Grand Central Terminal, and 253 Broadway on the corner of Murray, just across from City Hall. Call 1-800-633-1106 or check the web at wilner.com. Wilner Chemists. 1-800-633-1106.
News Talk Radio 710 WOR.
The B vitamins are crucial to optimal health and energy production. Many of us take a B complex vitamin supplement, but are we really getting the full benefit? Country Life takes the guesswork out of B complex supplementation with their product, Coenzyme B complex capsules. This hypoallergenic vegetarian B complex formula from Country Life contains the active coenzyme forms of the B vitamins, the form that needs no conversion in the body. It's ready to go right out of the bottle. Coenzyme B complex from Country Life also contains alpha lipoic acid, phosphatidylcholine, inositol, and other important B vitamin cofactors. So make sure you get the full power of your B vitamin supplementation. Take Coenzyme B complex capsules from Country Life. Country Life vitamins, leaders in the field of nutrition for over 36 years. All Country Life vitamins are available at Wilner Chemist. Discount priced, of course.
Now let's go for a check on the traffic.
And this traffic is brought to you by Amtrak. Have savings, we'll travel. Up to 25% savings on Amtrak's Northeast Regional for travel until December 16th. Restrictions apply. Book now and save at Amtrak.com. A reminder, the U.S. Open is still in session, so you will see delays in the area of Flushing, including on the Grand Central, the LIE, and the Whitestone Expressway. Today at 4 o'clock, there is a Giants game at the sports complex, so expect delays in that area. Coming to the city at the George Washington Bridge, a 30-minute wait to the upper deck from the 95 Express and local approaches. 10 minutes now from the 95 local lanes and routes 4 and 46. Moving best from the Palisades Parkway. Outbound is incident-free. Inbound Lincoln Tunnel delays coming in from the Turnpike routes 3 and over the Weehawken exit due to a local event. Otherwise, you do have just a minor delay. Outbound is looking okay. Coming to the city at the Holland Tunnel, it's a 20-minute wait from both the New Jersey Turnpike and routes 1 and 9. Outbound is at less than 10 minutes. Belt Parkway eastbound right to Rockaway Parkway, an accident now on the shoulder. Both ways, still delays between the Coney Island area.
I want
and
to tell you about a new product from Allergy Research Group called Flowey, P-H-L-O-E, a unique supplement for optimal gut health. Flowey is 100% natural kiwi fruit extract that has been clinically shown to support regularity and long-term digestive health. Flowey contains an enzyme complex called zeaxanthin. Here's how it works. It gently stimulates motility and helps normalize bowel transit time. It supports the growth of probiotic bacteria in the gut, and it promotes regularity and long-term digestive health. Flowey promotes gentle and sustained mild softening of the stool without causing diarrhea, urgency, or cramping. Flowey can be used long-term, and it will continue to gently support motility without overstimulation. Flowey from Allergy Research Group in capsules or tablets, now available from Wilner Chemists, discount priced, of course.
This is News Talk Radio 710 WOR.
Do you want to feel and look younger?
Hi, this is Dr. Vanessa. Scientists reveal that today we don't have to age rapidly and live with pain and suffering due to aging diseases. Now, by taking anti-aging 3 collagen on a daily basis, you can renew your hair, bones, joints, blood vessels, eye vision, your whole body, and restore a healthy image and look younger like me.
This is Dr. Sally Berg. Anti-aging 3 collagen contains pure collagen types 1, 2, and 3 and a triple helix amino acid compound designed to activate your body's own collagen production to renew your body from the inside out. Slow down your aging process. Stop living with pain and suffering. Take Anti-Aging 3 Collagen and improve the quality of your life. We have been taking Anti-Aging 3 Collagen for almost 2 years now, and people comment on how much younger we look. Start now and see the difference.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back. Arnie Gitomer along with Sam Forbes, and we're on the Wilner Window answering your questions about nutrition and health and vitamins, minerals, herbs, probiotics, just about anything, right, Sam?
You got it.
All right. And our phone number here in the studio is 1-800-321-0710. Those of you who had trouble getting through earlier, we have a couple of open lines. And I always get people calling me in the store on Monday saying, I couldn't get through Sunday. I have a question and I couldn't get through it. Well, I'm not answering those questions tomorrow because you could get through. You didn't really try. You were fooling me. Okay, next let's talk to Barbara from Bernardsville, New Jersey.
Hello there. Thank you for taking my call. I have IBS and I also have psoriatic arthritis. And take something for the IBS called VSL number 3. You were talking about probiotics before. Mm-hmm. Are you familiar with VSL number 3?
I am not familiar with VSL number 3.
It's a supposed to be 450 billion bacteria.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I think that's a very, very high-powered product. Very, very...
It's robust, just, as you like to
yes,
say.
Yes, robust. Very robust in the probiotics. So that's a good thing.
Right. I also take that along with something called by Metagenics called Sustain. I make a shake in the morning of almond milk and the two of those. And
great. Sustain is a wonderful go-along product.
It's, yeah, that's Ultra Clear Sustain.
Yeah,
that's what I take,
yeah?
Ultra Clear Sustain. And yeah. I messed up and I strayed this summer by drinking a lot of iced coffee, and I really messed mm-hmm. myself up, but mm-hmm. good, and didn't really stick to my shake, et cetera, et cetera. So that I'm back on the straight and narrow again.
So what could we do for you, Barbara?
I also wondered, yes, please, for my psoriatic arthritis, my doctor wanted me to start taking something called Symphony, which are injections once a month. However, it is unaffordable. And I was wondering if you had any suggestions for psoriatic arthritis supplements.
It's a toughie. You take omega-3?
Yes.
It's an autoimmune disease, as you
right.
know.
Yes.
And it's not going to get better on its own.
I know.
And I don't know that you need to start with that type of approach at this point. You're seeing a rheumatologist?
Yes, I am.
Go ahead, Sam.
Well, I mean, I want to go back to you, Arnie, but I have a question. When you had your intestinal problem or issues somewhat managed mm-hmm. or resolved, mm-hmm. did the psoriatic arthritic condition improve?
Not really. My fingers are sort of melting away,
I
get epidural injections and cervical spine right. injections for pain. But right now I'm pain-free, but my hands, I'm losing the use of my fingers because of this disease, this illness.
Psoriatic arthritis and some of the other forms of rheumatoid arthritis mm-hmm. unfortunately usually need the medical interventions.
Right.
So there are other less invasive, or not invasive, but less robust, perhaps, mm-hmm. Treatments that you might try first.
Yes, I was on Remicade for a year.
You've already been on that stuff, so yeah.
Yeah.
I wish I would be able to say there's some good nutrition that would help you, but I don't think that's going to be the case.
I appreciate it very much. Thank you.
It might be an adjunctive situation where you have to do both. There are anti-inflammatory supplements, but you still may need to use the regular medication. For instance, there's Zyflamend, there's all kinds of herbs that are associated or related to inflammation.
Right.
But these, I think, are just going to do a partial job. You may have to kind of adjunct this kind of approach.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
All right, Barbara. Thanks
you.
For calling.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
And next we have Joan from Valley Stream, Long Island.
Hi, Doctor. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I just want to run two things by you. The first is omega-3, the enteric coating.
Mm-hmm.
Could that possibly cause a bowel problem, irritation of the bowel?
No.
No. Okay, because I didn't have that problem, but I started taking the pill, and I noticed I have, so it's probably from something else.
Well, you could try the fish oil with that isn't enteric-coated.
Okay. They do have a fish oil that's not enteric.
Most of it is not enteric-coated.
Okay. Thank you. I have one other question. I was taking Zetia for cholesterol, and my doctor put me on the red yeast rice instead of the Zetia. Is that a good pill to be taking?
Excellent.
Very good.
Absolutely.
Yeah, okay.
Do you take coenzyme Q10?
I don't read too much about it, so that's why I was just wondering.
Well, I think anybody taking any kind of cholesterol medication, particularly the prescription types or the statins, need to take coenzyme Q10. Although red yeast rice is a natural product, it still has the same chemical action as the statin, so you should take a CoQ10 with that as well. But anyone taking a statin drug needs to take a coenzyme Q10.
Okay. And then I don't have to go back on the Zetia.
Well, that's your doctor's, whatever your doctor says.
He will monitor you.
Okay. Zetia works by inhibiting the absorption of cholesterol.
Okay.
Right.
Okay. So it's not going to help if your body really is making a lot of cholesterol. So the red yeast rice will be more effective if your body is overproducing cholesterol, which is most likely the case.
Right.
All righty.
Okay. And so you're saying that if I take the omega-3 without the enteric coating...
The type of symptom you're describing is not usual with fish oil.
Okay. The irritation.
Right.
Okay.
It's not usual.
Right. The irritation of the bowel.
Right.
Okay. All right. Thank you, doctor.
All right, Joan. Thanks for calling.
Thank you. Bye.
1-800-321-0710. That's our number here, and also works from Atlanta, Georgia. Okay, next we have Ann from Clifton, New Jersey.
Oh,
that's you, Ann.
Oh, good afternoon, Doc. I'm calling in reference. See, I have a cholesterol problem for a long time, and my doctor changed me to Zocor. And the satin one.
Right.
And I'm also taking the omega-3 for a long time.
Excellent.
And, I find myself falling asleep at night early since I've taken the statin drugs.
When do you take the statin?
At night. I should take it in the morning.
No, you should take it at bedtime.
At bedtime?
Absolutely.
Oh, at bedtime.
Absolutely.
I take after supper.
No, take it at bedtime.
Oh, I see. Oh,
that's
so,
the best way to take a statin.
And he gave me, my bottle says 40 mg, and he told me to cut a half a pill and take one pill and a half. Because my cholesterol went up.
Well... do you know what your cholesterol numbers are?
200.
And what's your? Then you have 200 is not bad.
No.
You don't have to treat 200.
I know, but maybe he's in a hurry. It was about 160, you know.
Well, you have HDL, LDL, triglycerides, and total cholesterol. Mm. You need to know four numbers to make an intelligent, evaluation.
Oh, I see. Uh huh. Yeah. He never gives me my triglycerides, just my cholesterol.
Well, triglycerides are important too.
Yes,
they're on the paper. The test.
I'm sure he tested it,
but it's there. But it may not be high enough for
find
him.
Find out. It's important, and then give us a call back.
Yeah. Okay. I listen to you men all every Sunday, and you're terrific.
Thank you.
Uh huh. And stay well.
You too, Ann.
Okay. So long for now.
Okay. Bye bye. All right, next we have Maureen calling from the Bronx.
Hi. I'd like to know, what could someone do about a fatty liver? if anything?
Well, you know, I was just, both Arnie and I are probably have a number of things that you know will suggest to you, but this is for all our listeners. On the Wilner Window, on our Wilner Chemist website, we have a link, health notes link, I think, clinical pearls, a number of different ways for you to look up things like fatty liver or cirrhosis or liver, you know, liver problems, and it'll give you a whole rundown of authoritative suggestions about of what supplements might be helpful. Obviously, you know, if you have a fatty liver situation, do you have an idea what's caused it? Is there a hepatitis situation or any ideas? Your doctor give you any ideas of what he feels caused this?
No.
Okay. Well, anyway, I mean, obviously, fatty liver, the liver is not processing fats properly. The liver is sluggish or damaged for some reason or is not working properly. So the doctor has to look into that and find out why. But you have to assist the liver in removing the excess fats. And one of the simplest ways to do it is to take fiber. Fiber helps stimulate the secretion of bile. And bile is one way for the liver to get rid of fat and excrete it. So just simple enough is a good fiber supplement taken two or three times a day, starting at a low amount and then building up gradually, and it'll increase your bowel movement. But more specifically, things like phosphatidylcholine helps remove fat from the liver. And there are some herbs that also may help. Did the doctor do any liver tests where your liver enzymes may be elevated? Anything like that?
No, I was just told I had a fatty liver.
Well,
by who?
It's
by a doctor.
All right. Yeah, but it's fatty liver is by itself needs to go along with what caused the fatty liver. Is it because you abused alcohol?
Nope, never.
Okay, so. But alcohol should be something you should avoid anyway if you have a fatty liver. So you need to get back to the doctor and say, we need to look into this a little right. further and find out what caused this.
Are you taking medications?
I take a lot of other medications, yes.
Well, yeah, statin right. drugs? Are you taking cholesterol medicines?
No.
Mm-hmm. Well, you got to look into it. I mean, if you're taking medications, it's possible something you're taking might be stressing your liver. Before we, you know, I mean, there are many excellent liver formulas we could recommend to you, but maybe you have to look into this further with
yeah,
your doctor.
Yeah, you really should get another opinion or something or find out a little more about it. All right?
Okay, thank you very much.
All right, Maureen, thanks for calling. Okay, time for another break. Our phone number here in the studio is 1-800-321-0710. We'll answer questions about anything related to nutrition. This is Arnie Gitomer.
This is Sam Forbes.
And now we're going to hear an educational minute from Dr. Duffy Mackay, brought to you by Nordic Naturals, the makers of high-quality fish oil supplements.
Hello, this is Dr. Duffy Mackay with a nutrition update. Omega-3 fatty acids from fish oil are the number one missing nutrient in children's diet today. Fish is one of the healthiest foods on the planet. It's loaded with omega-3 fatty acids, EPA and DHA, which are documented to enhance brain development and support focus, learning, and a positive mood in children. For example, one study compared behavior and learning problems in boys ages 6 to 12 with lower omega-3 fatty acid levels to boys with higher levels of omega-3 fatty acids. The researchers found a greater number of learning and behavior problems, temper tantrums, and sleep problems in boys with lower omega-3 levels. The best source of omega-3 fatty acids is cold water fatty fish. However, as every parent knows, it's not easy to get your kids to eat fish. The best way to invest in your child's future is to have them try some of the great tasting, flavored, and chewable fish oils made for children. Thank you for listening to another nutrition update from me, Dr. Duffy Mackay.
I want to take a moment to tell you about a product from Wilner Chemists designed specifically to prevent and treat osteoporosis. The product is called Bone Complex, and it's the most powerful combination of nutrients available for supporting bone health.
Bone Complex is intended for those for whom just a calcium supplement is not enough, those who either already have osteoporosis or are at risk. It contains active forms of calcium, magnesium, and vitamin D. Equally important, but missing from other products, are the trace minerals such as boron, silica, zinc, copper, and manganese. And Bone Complex also contains soy isoflavone concentrate and the new powerful anti-osteoporosis agent, Ipraflavone. Bone Complex is designed to complement your regular supplement regimen. Wilner Chemist Bone Complex, the serious nutritional supplement for those who need maximum bone support and osteoporosis treatment. Call 1-800-633-1106 for more information or stop by either Wilner Chemist store in Manhattan or the Atlanta, Georgia store. 1-800-633-1106.
Did you know that most probiotic brands state their potency claim at the time of manufacture? You really don't know how many active live cultures you're really getting when you take those products. Not with Nature's Way Primidophilus probiotics. All Nature's Way probiotics come with a true potency guarantee. That's right, a true potency guarantee, meaning Nature's Way probiotics are guaranteed to be the full potency the entire shelf life. When they say you'll get 15 billion active cultures in the new Primidophilus probifia, that's what you're getting. 15 billion active cultures. Also, with Primidophilus Intensive, which has 100 billion active cultures per dose, you're really getting 100 billion. Nature's Way has taken the guesswork out of probiotics with the true potency guarantee. When you take Primidophilus probiotics, you can be assured that what you're taking is really what you're getting. Finally, a probiotic with real guts and a true potency guarantee to back it up. Primidophilus probiotics with true potency guarantee, exclusively from Nature's Way. Available at Wilner Chemists, discount priced, of course.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back, Arnie Gitomer, along with Sam Forbes. And I want to tell you that this portion of the Wilner Window is being brought to you by Nature's Way, the makers of Primidophilus probiotic supplements, the ones with the true potency guarantee. All Nature's Way probiotic products are available at Wilner Chemist, discount priced, of course. All righty, let's see who's next. Aaron from Union City, New Jersey, you're live on the Wilner Window.
Please tell me your opinion. Which is the best way to take nutrients, whether pre-digested, powder, or liquid? That category, or chewable, that's all one category. Or the other way is IV.
Well, IV is, there's no reason to do that, except if you're in a position where you need IV. You don't want to do that, okay? If you have to do it, you do it, but no. The other way would be taking it orally would be the preferred method, and it doesn't much matter if you take it as a tablet, a capsule, a liquid, a powder, a drink, however it whatever is convenient for you. The most important thing is to take it in a way that's convenient for you so you'll do it.
And you didn't hear, maybe on a different radio station, one of your respected friends, that something new, pre-digested.
Pre-digested, you can't pre-digest vitamins. The only thing you can pre-digest is protein or, some starches. But what are you going to pre-digest in a vitamin? There's nothing to pre-digest.
Vitamins, I guess, are pre-digested. I mean,
there's nothing to pre-digest.
Yeah, they don't get broken down anymore.
The only thing that's pre-digestible is a protein. That's the only thing that makes sense to pre-digest.
If someone needs to buy pre-digested protein,
You don't need to because, number one, why would you want to pre-digest something? Does your body not digest well?
This is for a senior citizen.
Senior citizen, okay, good.
So they need the most help possible.
Yeah, hey, by all means, you can get a pre-digested protein. That's absolutely fine. No problem with that.
Mm-hmm.
Once again, but I assumed you were speaking about yourself.
No. Okay. But it, on the other hand, if you take a Heidelberg test, they'll probably show most people aren't breaking down 100% what they digest orally. Or
a Heidelberg test measures hydrochloric acid, right?
Yes.
Okay. Hydrochloric acid is necessary to activate pepsin in the stomach. There are other digestive enzymes as well. That's not measuring. It's not measuring the pancreatic enzymes. It's not measuring bile salts. The Heidelberg test is a good measure of your stomach acid. But once again, the stomach acid can be treated. There are supplements of betaine hydrochloride, which people take to boost their stomach acid. So it's not something that's not treatable.
And isn't supplementation a safer or more mild way to detoxify someone of heavy metals than chelation?
I don't know that. Chelation, if you have a heavy metal problem, probably chelation is the best way to go.
But with time and persistence, could vitamins at least maintain the issue?
There are antioxidants, many antioxidant nutrients in a multivitamin, for instance. There are also antioxidants that you could purchase separately. Antioxidants protect the cells of your body, including neurons. So taking a daily antioxidant formula or antioxidant multivitamin is probably a good thing to do. Does it specifically chelate out heavy metals? No, you have to get specific heavy metal chelating agents. There are some in the natural foods market. There are grandfather drugs. I think by Thorne, Captomer, succinic acid, which chelates heavy metals. You have to talk to your nutritionist or someone who's knowledgeable in this matter to kind of find the best way to go about it. But of course, taking antioxidants is always a great way to protect all the cells in your body.
So it can be done with nutrition, herbs?
It can be. You can take things like chlorella is very good. There's lots of ways to detoxify from heavy metals. It depends how urgent it is. You know, is it somebody who's been poisoned? You know, it depends. Right. It depends what the thing is. Okay. Aaron, it's been nice talking to you. Next, we have Barbara Ann from Larchmont, New York.
Good afternoon, fellas. Happy holiday.
Same to you.
I have a question about digestion. Do you know anything about the intrinsic factor?
Sure.
And what would stimulate it, help it, and hydrochloric acid? I take B1 and B6 to stimulate hydrochloric and sulfuric acid.
No, you don't want to stimulate sulfuric. No. There is no sulfuric. It's all hydrochloric.
Oh.
No.
Okay, so B1 and B6 is not detrimental?
Why would it? No, it's not detrimental.
I think the only B1, I don't think they're related to hydrochloric acid, are they, Oni? B1 and B6?
I think there's you mentioned intrinsic factor. What's the big deal about intrinsic factor? Vitamin B12 that you get from food, primarily meat types of food, needs something that the body produces called intrinsic factor. Intrinsic factor is produced in the stomach. Okay, so the intrinsic factor, along with the extrinsic factor, which is the B12 you get from food, makes B12. You need both. Okay, if you don't have, if your body doesn't produce intrinsic factor, you have something which used to be called pernicious anemia. But it's not pernicious anymore because there's a way to treat it. You can take a B12 injection.
I have pernicious anemia.
In which case, you're one of the people who needs B12 injections.
And supplementally
it's
sublingually?
You might try it sublingually by all means.
Uh-huh.
If that helps, maybe you can avoid the injections. But usually the injections, they're innocuous. You know, B12 is, you know, doesn't cause any problem except when you don't have it.
Right. And also I had a cardio echo, And the doctor, I asked him for the results. He said, well, we'll give it to your medical doctor. And when I called up, she said, you have a thickened valve. And I forgot to ask her, what valve? And I mentioned it when I went to the dentist. He said, it's probably the mitral valve.
Yeah, probably. But when you go to take these tests, you have a right to know, hey, what did you find? Is it dangerous? And what can I do about it? So you need to go back to your doctor and say, what does that mean? All right?
All right. Or the cardio
okay, we need to, you hear that nice music, that means we need to end this call because we have something else that we need to do. Thanks. Okay. Right now, we're going to pause for a message from Wilner Chemists about antioxidants.
This is Don Goldberg. I don't have to tell you how important antioxidants are to your health and to your supplement program. You probably know about the antioxidant vitamins like vitamin C and vitamin E. What you may not know is that some of the most powerful antioxidants are those found in plant extracts. Plants like grape skin, pomegranate, goji berry, acai, green tea, and mangosteen. Well, now you know. And here is some great news. We have formulated a special antioxidant formula that contains extracts from all of those antioxidant-rich plants. The liquid extracts are in a unique liquid-filled veggie cap, and the product is called Antiox Phyto Complex. It's part of the new Wilner Chemist's Phytotech line. Antiox Phyto Complex is the perfect complement to your current multivitamin supplement. Make sure you get optimal antioxidant protection with Wilner's new Phytotech Antiox Phyto Complex. You'll be glad you did.
Okay, this is Arnie Gitomer, along with Sam Forbes, your Wilner Chemist Nutritional Supplement Professionals. I need to tell you that this portion of the Wilner Window has been brought to you by Nature's Way, the makers of Primadophilus probiotic supplements, the ones with the true potency guarantee. All Nature's Way probiotic products are available at Wilner Chemist, discount priced, of course. And I also wish to remind you that this is a two-hour show. And right now we're going to pause to listen to news and weather from the wonderful people at WOR. And those of you who are on the phones, stay right there, and we shall return at 5 minutes after three.
It's time to draw the curtains on this portion of the Wilner Window. Stay tuned for the second hour, coming up right after the break for the news.